mentioned that everything over there is mainly analog. So I don't know. Maybe the R7 is different. I was on the phone with this guy for an hour and a half, and he was just kind of like one of those people that you can't really get a word in, but he's just a wealth of knowledge because this is, I think, what he does all day, every day. So I was kind of taking what I could, but he basically told me that the FPP on my radio is not like FPP like I'm thinking FPP. So I'll find out here shortly.
Well, you can take your channel and copy as new and edit a current channel. So it's good enough, and the only thing you can't do is you can't make a talk group. So that part of it's true, too. So put every talk group you could possibly think of in the radio, and that, but you can select a talk group. But, yeah, you take a channel, you copy as new, you edit that channel. So, yeah, he's true. Like, what he's saying is it's not going to go right to that. And I use the L.A. ones when I do. I only get a couple radios that I've done with the L.A. firmware. That does it that way. But I do have Asian software. I did push it, but then I lost all the analog stuff.
Okay, that makes sense then. So, yeah, because I watched a YouTube video and a guy basically said I made a zone called FPP or VFO or whatever the hell you want, and he's got a DMR channel in there and an analog channel in there, and those are what he had to emulate a VFO, or you could do a couple of them or whatever.
Yeah, I just copy as new. But, yeah, it works. Go ahead, Dave. You're still there. I hope.